And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we got a word of the week for this week. It's a phrase of the week. It's already a well-known one. It's not something that you can add in. It's not a word of the week as such. It's just a day that was yesterday. I'll ask you how you enjoyed it after this. Here's a new track from a new album coming out very, very soon. This is Devilish Presley. This is Cocaine Joe. Listening to the Dead Sixes underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Did you enjoy Steak and Blow Job Day yesterday?
Had a curry instead, but
oh,
enjoyed
really?
The day.
What, instead of the steak?
Yeah.
We will mention that in just a second. That was Devilish Presley. What I want to know is, now they're on tour at the moment, and they're going to gig Thursday after next in Blackpool with Frankenstein.
Right.
And I am thinking about doing a road trip for it. I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure. We'll see. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is Devilish Presley's website?
So they haven't got a MySpace, have they?
Well, they're not using it anymore.
Oh, okay. Is it devilishpresley.com?
Yes, it is. Oh. Tony Wong, Paulie B, the Internet Nil. This is actually the last week we're going to read out MySpaces.
Okay.
Now on, I'm just going to do the way the band want you to get in touch with them.
Okay.
There was something very damning by one of the bands we got playing this week, about halfway through the show, that I will remind myself about. tell you, that's not the only reason we're not going to bother with MySpace anymore, but it does seem like everybody's moved on. So back to Steak and Blowjob Day, which I think shouldn't be on March 14th. It annoys me. You know how once a year there's Children in Need, and once a year there's Comic Relief Day?
Yeah.
Once a year there's this, once a year that. And there are ways to get money out of people, and there are ways to say, look, do something good today. It kind of absolves everyone from having to do something good throughout the rest of the year. That's why I am against Steak and Blowjob Day. Ladies,
okay.
There's another 364 days in the year when you should be dishing out blowjobs. It shouldn't be. It's been built up as an alternative as being the male Valentine's Day, hasn't it?
Yeah, because it's the 14th,
yeah,
isn't
sort
it?
Yeah. Sort of, because it's the 14th, it's the month after. And contrary to popular belief, we do often come late. I had a steak.
Okay.
You know, Mr. 50-50. I got the steak. If I could have reached, I'd have had a blowjob as well. Right, now, I'm going to get on with the next track straight away. Is that right?
That's fine.
I'll ask you more about the amazing things you've got up to this week a little later on in the show. This has come through. I'm quite excited about this. This has come through from Dirty Water Records, all the way from Toledo, Spain, as opposed to Toledo, Ohio. From the new album Disastro Garantito. I should probably said Disastro Garantito. I think that probably means disaster guaranteed. Not absolutely sure, but Disastro Garantito, I reckon, is probably disaster guaranteed. Bank of Hollywood Sinners, don't think we've ever played it on the show before. That I'm rectifying as of now, and we will be hearing more from them in the future. What I want to know is, what is Hollywood Sinners' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HollywoodSinners.
It is. It's Tony Two, poorly being the internet nil. Have you ever been in jail? Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Now then, have you got any podcast, Ali?
I do.
Marvellous.
Thank you all for your votes so far this month. We've had a few more in, but still not as many as we used to have. So if you haven't voted, please do vote for us. Easy way to do that is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you so wish. To read them out. I've got the top three for this week, so please do get voting. There's plenty of time left in March. Plenty. So get voting.
Plenty.
Plenty. Punky Vote. Second voting attempt. Definitely one of my favourite punky songs of all time. The Phenomenals, Particle Accelerator. Bill from New York.
Thanks very much, Bill. We will be playing more Phenomenals in the future.
Cool. Punky is still the best. That's from Mard UK 1301. Thank you very much, Mr.
Delicious. Who's that then?
Don't know, Mard UK.
Unless it's Marduk. Hey, Marduk.
Ah, Marduk.
What, Marduk? All right, Marduk.
There's a few coming lately that we've not heard from, which is great.
Good.
And finally, damn, Mr. Hoideheller, when they came to Australia, as I was too far behind in this podcast. Keep up to date or you will miss out too. That's from Tim Potter.
He's not. Don't worry about it, Tim, because we're playing them later on in the show.
Oh, there you go.
How about that?
Service.
Quite exciting, isn't it?
Hmm.
Is that podcast alley for the minute?
Yep.
Yeah. So, news, breaking news, basically. Smiley Culture has died in a police raid. Looks like he killed himself.
Oh.
Do you know, I know that's fairly convenient for police raids, fell down a flight of stairs, but it was described as a self-inflicted wound. Do you know who Smiley Culture is or was?
No.
He had a couple of hit singles in the 80s. One was called Cockney Translation, but the bigger hit was called Police Officer, Now Give Me Padusa. Police Officer, Now Give Me Padusa, which was about him being arrested, having marijuana, and the police officer recognising him as a reggae artist and letting him off.
Ah, nice.
And it was a big song in the sort of, I don't know, mid 80s, I suppose. I'm thinking about 84, 85 ish, I think. Sounds like quite a sad life. Sounds like it was it was crime ridden. And it was arguably not the huge success it should have been with the music either. But anyway, it's very sad because he was a sort of a groundbreaking British reggae artist in that it was kind of sort of ragga occurred like because of him, I think. It kind of changed, you know. It's different. And quite sad, really. However, here's something that's not sad. Simply by the fact the band are called Rabbity Rabbits. Stars. You're listening to the Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Terry.
That's okay.
That was Rabbity Rabbit. We got them from Japan Files. I've got them in the rock section. It's not really rock. I don't know what it is, but I really like it. Very easy website to use, Japan Files. Just go to japanfiles.com and have a look round. Just have a look round. They've got all the bands are listed by genre. So it's fairly easy to get to places you want to get to, or if you just fancy listening to some Japanese R&B, just hit on the R&B bit. They've quite cutely done the R&B bit as rhythm and blues, but it's not rhythm and blues, it is modern R&B. But yeah, if you fancy a bit of Japanese punk, you just go on there and try and go on the punk bit and have a look down, look for a band that look ridiculous or a name you fancy, and just you can listen to every song on there. Absolutely brilliant. What I want to know is what is Rabbity Rabbit's Japan Files page?
japanfiles.com/rabbityrabbit.
How could it be anything else? It's Tony Three, following me in the internet now. Now, did you get up to anything last week?
Finally ordered my new car.
Crikey!
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you go for?
Went for the Honda. The CRZ.
Ah, the hybrid. What, the one that... The Eco sports car.
That's the one.
It looks brilliant.
It's
it looks
nice.
I know that I was taking the piss when you said about it. Yeah. But you know, God, he's going to get himself a fucking Pius. It looks really, really brilliant. I'd love a car like that.
Really nice. Two-seater, quite small, sporty, and environmentally friendly as well. So.
It looks pretty. It looks the front of it. It looks like a beast. It's got an enormous grill, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And it really does look like a beast. What's the full name of it?
The CRZ Sport.
CRZ Sport. Check it out if you haven't done already.
Very
it's a
nice.
Really, really good looking car. Is it a hybrid? What is it?
Yeah, it's a hybrid. So it's a petrol engine with electrical assist.
Right.
So it's still petrol, and you get about 50 or 60 miles to the gallon in it.
Is that at a constant speed of 56 miles an hour? Because I don't imagine you'll be doing that in that little baby.
No, it varies. but it's got it's got the start-stop stuff in it as well, so for the commuting it's going to be great.
Oh, right, okay.
So the engine turns itself off if you're in a queue. And then when you brake, it builds the electric backup in the engine. It's really clever. And it's got these different modes, so you can drive it sensible mode or in stupid mode. And go nice and fast.
I know what I'd be driving it in.
Exactly.
What stupid mode? You sit in the back and get pissed.
Yeah. Drives you home. It's really nice. Quite pleased
with it. It does look really good, mate. I'll tell you what, the reason I ask that is because actually we've kind of, the tables have turned this week. The only thing I really want to tell you about what I did last week was I had an idea, something I'm going to start doing this week. And I have written about it in my blog.
Okay.
Which is PorlyBee.blogspot.com. But it's just, I'm going to start unofficially opening things. You know how shops and businesses, when they have an official opening?
Yeah.
Right. And they'll get some member of the local press there, a local celebrity, maybe the mayor, the boss of the company. Someone has a pair of scissors, bit of ribbon, they cut the ribbon and declare the place officially open.
Sure.
I've decided to just start unofficially opening things anyway, even though they're already open. And I'm starting off with WH Smith's in Letchworth Garden City tomorrow, Wednesday at 1:30, where I will be unofficially opening it. Basically, I'm going to get two mates to hold a bit of ribbon. While the shop's open, just in the shop doorway, just out of the way of people. Anybody trying to get in, I will hold them off while we're just officially opening it. And then I'm going to get the scissors out, and I'm going to get a photo taken. Maybe have someone else dressed up in something. I don't know yet. But maybe a giant squirrel costume. I like those. And then I'm just saying, I declare WH Smith's unofficially open. Snip the scissors, and everyone can go in. Or if they're in there already, they can just carry on about the daily business. I thought it was a whimsical idea. Everyone's going mad for it.
Right,
I've already been asked to unofficially open Pound Stretcher in Biggleswade. Fox's Fish and Chips also in Letchworth. And Felix's Hair Salon, Farley's Green Salon in Hitchin. This weekend, I'm hoping to unofficially open the Mace Manor Hotel in Blackwood in South Wales, and somewhere in Bath.
You're going to fly through ribbon.
I know. It's so conservative. Is that the only thing you can think of? Oh my God, man, the cost of the ribbon's going to be...
The cost of the ribbon's going to be massive.
I'm more concerned about getting moved on by the police. But no, you're right. The ribbon is the big factor.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll find some. If you have a ribbon warehouse and you're looking to get rid of a load of ribbon, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email. I'd like to give you a load of ribbon and we'll see if we can't maybe come to some understanding. Maybe I could come and unofficially open your ribbon factory. That would be quite good, wouldn't it? To show up without any ribbon to a ribbon factory.
Nice.
Sorry, I'm getting carried away. I'll get on with the next song. Now, I had a few requests to play more from Tom Mance and the Icebreakers from their new album Pels of Plenty, and hey, I like requests. So I've picked another track off this. Now, Tom Mancey, I went on the MySpace page, and at the top of the Tom Mancey page, it says, MySpace is dead.
Blimey.
We're not checking this profile anymore or updating it. If you want to find us on, and it gives you a list of ways to get to meet them, which means that their MySpace profile is valid because it's got three or four different ways to get in touch with them. So what I want to know is, what is Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Tom Mancey.
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers.
Ah.
A point at last. Tony 3, probably being this net one. This is Welcome Intruder.
The pills to slow down, the pills to slow down, push on. The scales of anomalies change with the season. All you need to know about anything that matters is that this is the time. I don't have to ask, I know the answer. Your confessions come of age. The expression on your face is a nothing at all. The secrets you hide, the social slide, anonymous lies in a sugar-filled world full of strangers you know. Now the things you forgot to say will beg for a soul from another day. Repeat yourself again and again, but you never, ever deliver. I just walk away. I just walk away. I just walk away. The debacle of the situation is tearing me apart from the start. And everything comes together, falls apart. Day to day I am reminded of the fact the distance between us became shorter. So why are we so far apart? And if it ain't one thing, it's another one. And the spare room smoke, and there's nothing to own but the pieces of paper in the box on the floor. But there was first. And I stumble out of bed, bring your crap off the floor. And even though you're sleeping just next door, feels like we're living miles apart and it's strange. The situation. Just walk away. Just walk away. Just walk away. I stumbled on those photographs. We love to love.
That was that. And this is this. Listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was the duel for the, and it's their new single, I'm On To You. And a classic bit of new wave, really. Very, very good. There was something else I was going to say about it, and it's completely forgotten me. It's, it looks like it's from the new album, All Aboard the Crazy Train, which I imagine we'll be getting very soon. And as far as I know, it's out now. So do find more about it by going to their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/theduel.
It is indeed. Tony Four, Poorly Be Internet One. Hello to Tara, Andy, Dave, Thwack, and Pumpy. There you go. And she's looking quite foxy on the front cover as well, if a little terrifying. So it's a sort of a taster for the new album, really, but. But she got in touch and said, is it alright if we send you the new EP? And I went, well, you just send me the MP3 if you want. If it's only a few tracks, you don't have to send it to us. And she said, no, my computer's so slow, I can post you an MP3 quicker than I can upload.
Don't blame me.
Post you the EP quicker than I can upload an MP3. And fair enough, snail mail it is. It arrived in time, we played it, I like it. Tony, have you got any gigs to tell us about this?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. Uh-huh. Yep, another week, another 12-bar club. Still going, still putting on gigs.
I think the 12-bar club is the new Russ.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about him.
Well, that's not very nice, but Russ used to send me stuff all the time, didn't he? And then he just stopped. He actually said to me, I've decided to promote it more locally.
Okay.
And I thought, right, okay. Whatever you're doing, you'd be writing locally anyway. We'll just mention it as well. But I would like to stress that if you do send us gig information, we'll probably read it out. And yeah. You never know, who might hear it. So, worth it. That's what 12 Bar do. We appreciate it. They appreciate Symbiotic.
And it's free.
And it's free.
So they're on Denmark Street in London, of course. And the next week of gigs, as follows. Wednesday, tomorrow, what, 16th of March, The Fallen Leaves of Arrow Hill and Edgy. So there you go. How much do you think that one is, Paul?
Don't know, £6?
It is.
Right.
Thursday, 17th of March, Daniel Jean Renaud, a.k.a. the Camden Cat, Brandy Rowe, and the 1007s.
Which the 1007s are great.
It's an acoustic set, apparently, by them.
Yeah, they're absolutely great. And even though I'm not particularly interested in acoustic music, an acoustic set by the 1007s will be great as well.
Oh, cool.
They're one of the talked about bands at the moment in London town.
Oh, cool. And how much did that one
I should
say?
Probably try and get something by them, actually. That might be sensible, shouldn't it? We should probably play a 1007 track. I reckon that'd probably be £6.
It's £5.
Crikey.
I am.
Value.
Exactly. Friday, 18th of March. Pope, MOT, Luna Wax, and Morax reconfirmed at the Target Club Presents night.
I don't know anything about the Target Club.
No. No.
But maybe try and do some research.
Yeah. But how much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
It is, right.
Saturday, 19th of March. Death Valley Surfers, 13 Bats, Adios Pantalones, Screaming Sugar Skulls, DJ Jens, 50 Foot, and DJ Mags. That's the club and London Calling night.
Right, I can only recommend any London Calling night, but also any gig that involves a band whose translation of name is
Goodbye Trousers. But how much do you think it is?
£6.
It is. And Sunday, 20th March, the Brewitons and Robert Carey. That's, I think it's just those two.
Oh, I don't know, £3?
Five. Five's the new six.
No, that's five's the new
five. Five's the new three.
Yeah, or it might be the new six. It's definitely not the new four.
No. God, that was silly.
That upset the whole of China.
Tuesday, 22nd of March. Courtney, Yasmin and Morax be confirmed. That's all the information we have on that one. But how much do you think it is?
No idea. I mean, is it the new three? Is it the new six? Is it a three? Three?
Six.
Six? Crikey, right. Yeah. Okay. £6 on a Tuesday.
I know. Couldn't be surprised.
No thanks. First of all, I don't think you can bite in a tin. What is it? I've just painted Tony surprised. Well, I can paint you any colour, you'd be surprised, I suppose.
This is true.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's cool. It. Well, so that concludes
Tony's International Git Guide.
Well, bye. Oh, I'm happy about this, mate.
Okay.
As promised earlier on in the show, from their album that I can't pronounce, I can't pronounce it, Scalvialdividera, I think it is. This is great. My favourite Danish nouveau experimental punk rockers, because I've got a few. What's their MySpace page?
I can't remember. It's, I know it's not the obvious. MySpace.com/ De Hoya Hella Music?
No, it's not. It's the one with the initials. It's kind of, they've taken out some of the vowels. So it's MySpace.com/ DEHJEHLE. This one's for Tim Potter. Uden Lick. We'll be right back.
got this art exclusive.
You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Oh, I have some information. I may well be going to Arizona.
Oh, really?
Cool. In the fall. I'm not going inside a band. It'll be in autumn. No, it's not confirmed yet, but I will give you more. Well, you will. I'll let our Arizonan friends know when I'm going to be there. I fancy doing a couple more bits of Route 66 without actually doing it in one go.
Have you been to Arizona before? Have you?
No, I've been to New Mexico.
Right.
But I've always wanted to see the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I remember you saying, yeah.
I've also always wanted to go to Flagstaff. So I will be stopping off in Flagstaff on route, which I think is right where you go and see the Grand Canyon from. But I'll be flying into Phoenix and then having a bit of a look around. AZ. God, I'm being all American this week, aren't I? Maybe not quite so exciting as what I'm doing this week. But I am at Mace Manor Hotel in Blackwood in South Wales. I've played the gig before. This is on Friday. It's a really, really good show. I had a fantastic time there. But I had to drive in and drive out last time. This time around, I'm staying over. So I'll be having a good old drink up with my Welsh friends. Feel free to come down. I'm afraid I don't know how much tickets are, but if you're in Blackwood or that area, you know where the hotel is because it stands at the top of a fucking mountain, basically. On Saturday, I'm doing Comedia in Bath, which again is a terrific gig. Quite a big deal as well, Comedia. And I am hoping to unofficially open something in Bath on Saturday as well, so that's what I've got planned this week, basically. They're the only two gigs. I've been really busy last week. We did the first heat of my new act competition was on Sunday. It was fantastic.
Yeah?
Really fantastic, yeah. And then after the show, they said, do you want to stick around? I went, yeah, all right. They had a karaoke night, and I did, should I stay or should I go? And Mac the Knife. And everything got silly. People didn't leave when they were supposed to. And I went to bed at 5:30 in the morning. Yeah. What a Sunday. It was brilliant. Thanks to everyone down there for helping out. And thanks to all the acts for being absolutely brilliant. It was a really, really good show. Have you got anything planned this week?
Don't think so. No. No. We'll probably figure out something at the weekend. But it's just working.
So how long before your car comes?
April 6th.
Okay.
So I've got it I could have had it earlier, but I'm getting it first day of the next tax year.
Right, yeah, okay. I hope you got it down as a... I hope you've got a road trip planned when you get it.
I think we're going to drive to Germany in the summer.
You're going to like that car.
Yeah.
I know you are.
Well, we've had the little Fiesta now for 2 or 3 years, and it's... We took it to Pineda, and it was very nice.
Yeah, I know. You did that. I'll never know.
I ain't got a clue. And no air conditioning driving through the Pyrenees is not to be advised. But now this is going to be just relatively luxury.
It looks fantastic. It just looks really cool. Right, should we get on the next song?
Yeah.
This band, Los Brigands, they got in touch with me, another fucking band, and they got in touch with me and said, look, we've got some things to download. Would you be interested in playing us? And I sent them a message back saying, look, I haven't really got time to go and check out all your songs. If there's one you'd like me to play, send me that. Anyway, they didn't. I forgot about it for a week. They forgot about it, clearly. And then I had a bit of time. So I went where they said, anyway, oh, they're brilliant. I downloaded a few, yeah. And this is the first one. Enjoy it. Downtown Nights.
Feeling good.
you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Dan.
That's okay.
That was Lost Brigands. I'll be playing more of them in future weeks. I know I've said that about a few bands this week, but I will be. In fact, you can expect me to be playing again in the next few weeks. More Devilish Presley, more Hollywood Sinners, more The Jewel, and these. So that's what, four. Play. And probably one more by the last band we're playing as well, because I've already had some feedback from that. Mention that in a second. Tony, do you have a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thank you for all your twat nominations. Had a few creeping in the past couple of weeks, but still going to need more. So if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want your twat's name and where they're from. It's that simple, really. All twats received with great thanks, and I reply to all emails, so please send them along.
You send us a twat, well, thank you for that.
Yeah. I think, as mentioned last week, I've got one from Jim Cannamilla. But because he was featured so heavily on the show, I thought I'd save it till this week. I did. Well, why is this Jim Cannamilla special?
That would seem sensible.
Exactly. And he says, I had a perfect one. Phil McCracken Whitcomb announced on TTN 212 that he was resigning. After what an awful thing to subject his fans to. Most simply tolerate the banter between John and Scott just to get to the news report, which, as you know, sometimes is measured in hours instead of minutes.
Yeah, it is good, isn't it? That is a really good bit.
Had I not listened to TTN 213, this would still be my thinking. Having listened to that episode and hearing Phil has returned, albeit under the guise bribery of illicit drugs and promiscuous ladies, the tratage is somewhat null and void. However, he might still deserve a twatting for threatening to leave. Jim C. P.S. Great shows as always. Keep up the great work. Poem submitted. Competition entry submitted. Vote and rant on iTunes tonight. Well, he's on one. This month, Jim C. Thanks very much for that, Jim.
I think that's justified. I don't think the highlight of a podcast should even be threatening to resign on it.
No. What were they thinking?
Well, what was he thinking?
Exactly. Right?
They probably had no say in it.
Good point.
You can't blame John and Scott for Phil resigning at Luke.
That's true. What was I thinking? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so Phil McCracken Whitcomb from Chicago, Illinois,
is a twat. I never thought we'd say that.
There you go.
And hello to John and Scott, and I hope your podcast go find him. Let me know when you get it down to half an hour and I'll listen to it. I just don't have enough time in the week for those people.
No.
You'd say in the day, but it goes on and on, doesn't it? And it's like, anyway, if you've never listened to Total Talk Nonsense before, do. It's ever so good.
Yeah.
Do that. Right, speaking of things that are ever so good, last week I got very excited about a band called Standout Riot and their new album, The Gentleman Bandits, on the That's Not Skanking TNS label. And do you know what? I was so excited about it, I thought I'd play another track by him. I actually played the track to my mate Tim, who did some... He cut up some clips out of a show that are now on YouTube. Did I mention this last week?
I don't think so, no.
I did I? I will say, just quickly, if you'd like to see some clips of me doing stand-up, if you go onto YouTube and do Paulie Edwards, Paulie B, whatever it is, just... I'll tell you what, if you type in... Breechwood Green, Breachwood Green, you will find me pretty quickly. Right, and there's half a dozen clips of me doing the show in Southampton that I did last year. And they're quite good. Anyway, while I was around there, I played Tim the Standout Riot track we played last week, which is Case for X's. And he said, yeah, that's really, really good. And I said, yes, it is. And then I noticed a Twitter comment from That's Not Skanking Records, quoting what I'd said about the band. Quite clearly, I've been really, really going for this, and I am. It's really, really good. What I want to know is, what is Standout Riot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/StandoutRiot.
You're right, and while you're there, what is Lost Brigands' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Lost Brigands.
It is. Tony Six, probably being internet too.
Wow.
Says, live for nothing. We'll be right back. a standout writer, Tony. I really do recommend that everybody buys this album. It's really, really good. Fairly easy to do. I imagine if you just typed in standout riots to the internet, you'd find that very quickly. Or, as we say, you know the MySpace page. Thanks for listening this week. There are some things we'd like you to do, of course. I've been very low on emails this week, having had loads for the last few. If you have a joke you'd like me to read out or a poem you'd like me to read out, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email either Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner, or both if you do both. We'd also, as Jim has clearly done this week, like you to review us on iTunes. How do you do that, Tony?
Yep, easy way to do it is to go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes where you can review us. You will need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account, which is all free. So log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you leave a review in any other country than the UK or the US, just email it to me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll make sure we feature it.
Have fun this week. Don't forget, I'll be unofficially opening WH Smith & Lechwith on Wednesday at 1:30, and unofficially opening Mace Manor Hotel probably on Saturday lunchtime, and then unofficially opening something in Bath late afternoon. I don't have any more information than that, but I'm getting into unofficially opening things. Tony, you'll now no doubt be wanking over the prospect of getting that car.
Yep.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up who?